I'm Dr. Jennifer Ruckstad, the Executive Director of the Missouri State High School Activities Association. This is the Misha All Access Podcast, and today we have a guest who has been on the podcast before, will be on the podcast in the future. When we talked to him in the past, we talked to him as a Misha board member. He's part of the board of directors. He's actually the board president this year. His role in his day job is as the director of athletics and activities at Springfield Public Schools. And also, he's got a little side job. He's got a little side things. He's the executive director for the Missouri Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association, or as we call them, MIAAA. So, Josh Scott, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. And thanks for hosting our MIAAA Misha Summer Workshop today.
Yeah, and that's why you're in office right now. We're on the first day of 2 days of the MIAAA Misha Summer AD Workshop. And why don't you tell us about what you just came from? Because we have a new feature of this workshop, which I think is pretty impressive.
Yeah, the first time ever we're hosting the admin assistant training. So if you look at our schools and you look at our athletic departments, the ones that work the best are the ones that have a full team. And a lot of times that's an athletic administrative assistant that is in an office that helps and supports the AD. Sometimes that can be an assistant AD, but we talk about professional development for our coaches that's so important, for our athletic administrators that's so important, but we realized we have been leaving this hugely important group out of professional development opportunities. And I was fortunate enough to go to Wisconsin and Nebraska and see this in place. And so we're trying it here. And I called Lou Mazzacco and ran it back and said, hey, while we're already using a room, can we use another small room and host this? And my small room turned into 66 individuals that came out. It's been a great turnout today. We did a little bit of a motivation piece to start. Now Lou is up there with, I believe, basic website 101s, coach turnover, updating it. A lot of the things that, you know, I'm not sure that was in the administrative role that has kind of morphed into their role through the years. Then we have a communication piece. We have someone for the arbiter, and then we're going to do another Misha 101 piece for them with the website. So I'm really excited about it. And so far, 66 people is amazing.
Yeah, we know those folks are out there doing things, but our office very rarely has direct communication with them. So I think it's great that the MIAAA is being the conduit there to allow for that professional development for them. And that role oftentimes doesn't get access to that kind of professional development very often.
No, it doesn't. If what we really believe in is teaching and learning, we were absolutely missing the mark with a group. And also talk to our friends at PSRS or peers, they're going to come down and do a session about retirement with them. So I'm really excited for these members and for the ability of the MIAAA to hopefully continue to give back.
That's awesome. Okay. So as we said, you're a board member, you're the board president, you work with our largest public school district in the state of Missouri and their athletics and activities, but you're the executive director of the MIAAA. First of all, how is that possible with your other job? And then what does that mean?
So I've been lucky. I joke around all of the time that I continually sign up for things that I'm unqualified for, right? So I think that starts it. And whether it was website design or anything else, like I can do that. And you just learn and fail forward. How is it possible? We have an amazing board on the MIAAA. We have someone that does our awards, someone that does our conference, our secretary, our treasurer. So we have a bunch of different roles that we split it up. And my role is really just trying to keep focus, keep us moving in the right direction, oversee the following of our strategic plan. But it's just something I adamantly believe in. I think for about 2 months in my athletic administrator career, I thought I want to be a principal. And then I eventually want to be in an HR department. And as soon as that got out of my head, I knew my end point was athletic administration. So it was whatever I could do to elevate our position, elevate the title, elevate the work that is going. And when you look at the athletic directors in the state, what I tell people all the time is we are the number one dropout prevention department in the school system. We have the largest department from coaches to students and what we're impacting, who we're working with, who we're interacting with. And usually in a high school, there's only one athletic director. I'm fortunate in Springfield Public Schools that there are 16 of us, but there's 16 of us because we have one at each school. And so I have people that I can bounce ideas off of. In a normal high school, there's nobody in there unless you were fortunate enough that your head principal used to be an athletic director, like your case, to where you could go and someone understood that role. Because unless you've sat in that chair, I believe you truly don't understand it.
There's no way you can.
No.
Unless you've sat in that chair. And you can try, mm-hmm. and you can certainly be, you know, be sympathetic, but to be empathetic is really difficult unless yes. you've done the job.
Yep. It's a lot of nights. It's earlier calls. But I think if you are doing your job well as an athletic administrator, you are always bouncing ideas off of your colleagues. So I'm just doing it as the executive director on a larger scheme.
One of the things I've tried to educate folks, and especially administrators who, as you said, haven't sat in the AD seat, is job function for an AD requires that person interacts with other administrators, usually the AD, from other schools. It's the only job function generally in your schools. You may have just a few episodic things and a few other jobs, but it's the only job in schools that requires that cross-pollination among other schools. And it could be schools in your conference, it could be schools in your area, but sometimes it gets beyond that. So as part of your job function, you've got to talk to other schools. But beyond that, they have this opportunity, and the vast majority of our ADs in the state are members of the MIAAA. They have this opportunity to be a part of a professional organization that, in my opinion, takes the networking piece and the connection piece, the personal connection piece, to a level that none of our other associations do. So how does the MIAAA really connect ADs so that, A, that they needed to do their job, but they've done a great job, the MIAAA does a great job of professional development through those connections. So what's the approach?
I think it's a constant strive, especially for me, of what's the give back? Why should an athletic administrator in any of our 595 high schools, why should they join the MIAAA? So we're constantly looking to make it better. And I think you can just look at our conference as a great example. A couple of years ago, we looked and we said, hey, how can we offer more here? How can we keep more ADs here? One of the things that we continually get on, I don't care what survey you put out, this survey here, there's going to be a question of what is the best part of this conference? Somebody in there, a high percentage, is going to say networking. Meeting with our colleagues, having conversations. We take that, we listen to it, and we offer more of those sessions. We had traditionally always just done professional development with our leadership training classes in the fall and the spring, because that's what we've always done in the fall and the spring. So we started offering webinars. I think it's just about trying to push the envelope, trying to see what is next. And one thing that I'm really proud of is our leadership series that we're starting this year, exclusive to MIAAA members, with What Drives Winning and Brett Ledbetter. He's going to come tomorrow and he's going to kick off our 11 a.m. session, and he's going to talk to athletic administrators. Then we're going to have a September, November, and a January Zoom. So that'll be parts 2, 3, and 4. And then his fifth part to conclude the year's worth of training is going to be down at April in the Lake of the Ozark. One of the pieces I am not ever going to be happy with just what we've always done. And so now it's, you know, we've been able to engage other partners. Our membership's over 126%. We're currently the fifth largest IAAA in the entire country. And honestly, I say we are four, because I think you have to put California in a totally different world. We are all vying for number 2 through 4. Is essentially where we are. We're right behind Michigan, New York, and Ohio.
All three have significantly more member schools than we do.
Yes. And so if you actually look at the top five, we are at 126% membership. The next closest one is 109. So we are outperforming. And I think it's because we're giving value add. And that's what I want to do. I want to give back to our membership. And I don't think it is viable to have another conference offsite, but bringing the conference to them with Zoom and Brett, I think makes so much sense.
Yeah, we are really proud to have a good relationship with the MIAAA. State associations across the country, obviously, all of them have relationships with their IAAAs. Missouri's is an exemplar because we do get along well. We collaborate, we co-host this event that you're here for. We're a part of your spring conference. We sit in on your board meetings, and then we will coordinate our AD advisory committee meetings, which many of those same folks are in AD advisory. So we really try to make sure that we're right alongside you, because as we say, Our members are not people, our members are schools, but the people who represent those schools, who do the work of MSHA compliance and just making it happen, are the ADs.
Yeah.
So while your members are ADs, our members are entities who are represented by the ADs. So we are, in many ways, many of the functions we have are very parallel.
I think MSHA is living what the NFHS is trying to preach and put out right now. I was fortunate enough to hear Dr. Neoff Carissa last week in North Carolina at the National Executive Directors Conference, and I think she said it best. The NIAAA, the state associations, and NFHS and their associations were the last group for amateur athletics. You know, we're the last bastion. We're it right there for protecting and pushing and advancing education-based athletics. So it is so nice to hear the executive director of the NFHS encourage state associations to support and push schools and the NIAAA and ultimately state associations like the MIAAA.
Yeah. Well, we could talk a lot about programs at the MIAAA. Is there anything as we move into the 2025-2026 school year, just one quick hitter for ADs and maybe the people who aren't ADs listening to this about what it's like in August for an AD?
Oh, I remember it was so funny. A year ago, I think today, because for those of you that are out there, we have ADs here this morning doing 2 4-hour sessions for leadership training. We have administrative assistants here, but then our new ADs will go to our mentoring at 5 o'clock with a dinner. True athletic director sessions, it will be eating while you are working. And then from 6 to 8, 30, 2.5 hours, they will do their bylaw training for new ADs, which, by the way, that's brilliant and perfect because it was so much better than when you and I got our new AD training at the end of September when we've been an AD for 2 months. It works so amazing and so perfect. But a young AD said, man, I've been here from 8 to 10 p.m. And I looked at him and I said, you know what you call that here in a couple weeks? She looked at me and she goes, no, what? I said, a normal Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So it is unrelenting. For those of our schools that are in a place with high transfers, you can feel the ticker just clicking for getting all of your transfers in, which, by the way, if you haven't started yet, I think the association would say you should start putting them in now. But it is a full course sprint from now until the ninth day of practice for Jamborees to start, and then really to get everything done through day 14. So it pretty much will be a blur for 3 weeks, and then events start.
Yeah. And the blur just has a different color to it. I mean, it's all the same. Well, thank you, Josh, for joining us. Just as I said, we just the tip of the iceberg about what your association is doing. I'm sure we'll have you back in one of your roles pretty soon. We're excited. We're in the new studio.
It's a great room.
We've been recording in the new studio for a while, but the set is now here. So it's almost done. We have actual lighting on us. We don't have a camera on us yet, but we have actual lighting on us. So that's pretty cool. So thanks to Josh Scott, District AD for the Springfield Public Schools. You've been listening to the MSHA All Access Podcast. This is Dr. Jennifer Ruckstad, the Executive Director of the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Thank you for listening to the MSHA All Access Podcast and having an interest in Missouri high school activities and athletics. If you enjoyed today's episode of the MSHA All Access Podcast or any of the episodes in this podcast, please consider subscribing or liking with your favorite podcast provider. It helps other people find us, and we really appreciate you listening and supporting the Missouri State High School Activities Association.